Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by Jerry Hamilton. Jerry, a national recruiting reporter for On3, as well as Inside Texas. Jerry, yesterday, big day for the Longhorns at the spring game. We want to talk about, obviously, the two commitments they got afterwards. Ryan Niblett, wide receiver out of Aldine Eisenhower, and Trey Wisner, running back. Was from Wake O'Connelly, now up at DeSoto. I want to talk about that. But before we get to those things, I want to ask you what your thoughts were on the spring game. I know I'm going to go over in a larger detail with Eric Nalin and those guys later. But, you know, you're a guy that watches football like everybody else. What were your initial takeaways there?
My initial takeaways were kind of what we've talked about before. I mean, Texas has – this will be the best wide receiver core talent-wise in quite some time. And Austin, to me, that Isaiah Naylor looks like a guy that's going to be a draft pick, just like Margin Hooks predicted once he started working with him. Margin Hooks said, Jerry, this guy's going to, he's going to compete for all conference honors at Texas, and he's going to be likely be a draft pick. And I thought that's what he looked like, Bobby. You know, Xavier Worthy's a, should be a first round pick one day. You know, Bijan didn't even play the running back. I mean, Jonathan Brooks is a hell of a talent at running back. You know, and then you factor
Jerry,
in Jordan Whittington being healthy. You know what that can do for you.
Jonathan Brooks, I got to say this because you mentioned him, and I didn't mention him in my morning article, and I probably should have. He is a patient runner.
Yes.
And then when he's decisive, he makes it. I was very, very impressed, and I agree with you on the receiver core. They have offensive firepower. That's clear.
Yeah, and then when Hall comes in, I mean, you can. We've talked about it. They can replace speed with speed, playmaking with playmaking. It's been a long time. Since you, and my biggest takeaway was, Bobby, it, I think Ewers is the guy to get him the ball. I know he's going to force some balls in the coverage. I know it'll happen. He's a young quarterback. You know, he's supposed to be a senior in high school, but that guy can throw a deep ball under duress. He delivers the ball under duress. And I think that's going to be the difference at the end of the day in the competition. That's not a knock on the competition. That's always been Quinn's strength. If you go back to high school, he would be taking a hit, and he would deliver the ball vertically on the money. And I think that's what he's going to develop into on the college level. I really do. The guy was born to throw a football. I don't know what else to say.
Here's what I noticed between those two, just to speak to it briefly. Card had some guys open late and just didn't see him downfield. Yep. That first miss that Ewers had to Dejon Harrison deep.
Perfect
came
ball.
Out quick.
Quick.
It was – now, he missed – the ball was overthrown by 3 yards. But, you know, he was throwing with a 15-mile-an-hour wind, too, and he only misses by 3 yards. But it came out quick. I was like, whoa, that's a little bit – and then the deep ball was against the wind. But Naylor, then he threw the nice ball to Worthy. He had a lot of good plays. I still think Hudson Card is – it's kind of like what we talked about. Hudson Card is the more experienced, the more comfortable with the entire offense right now. Quinn Ewers is that tantalizing prospect that – everybody wants it to be that way. They want him to win. Hey, I want to mention.
You look at all the talent at wide receiver, the speed, the playmaking. It's going to be the guy that can get them the ball when the walls are closing in is going to be the guy that wins the job ultimately.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's interesting? And this ties into recruiting, right? Kids see that exciting offense.
Yes.
They want to play in that exciting offense. Two skill guys. It's not inconsequential that two skill guys – on offense are the ones that commit yesterday.
Right.
And it's just that there's a reason for that. You and I talk about it. They want players want to play in exciting offenses. Texas had a great crowd. I'm sure that had an impact too on the recruiting atmosphere and the game they asked. I thought it was terrific yesterday.
Well, look, I mean, Ryan Niblett, let's get into that. I mean, he watched Jordan Whittington. What did Jordan have? 8 catches, 7 catches. He saw him catch it, do something with it. He saw him being put in a position to make a play after he catches the football. that's very inviting to Ryan Niblett, because that is who he is as a player. I mean, he is a guy that's going to catch it, and he's going to do something with it. He's going to get up the field. He's going to make somebody miss. He's a playmaker. I mean, that's what the kid is. And so it's very inviting, like you said. And I've talked to, I'm at the Elite Underclassmen Camp. No, I don't live in my car. I'm at the Elite Underclassmen Camp in Houston, and Ashton Porter's here. And I was talking to Ashton Porter, and he echoed the statements. He said, look, it was a great atmosphere. He said, any kid that went there that was considering Texas considers them more strongly now. He said it was a good show. They put on a good show. It was an exciting game, and he said it was a good atmosphere.
It really was. I was sitting around the 50-yard line yesterday, and I got into the gates around 4:15, 4:30, because I wanted to see if they would. I wanted to see the kids when they were stretching, you know, just tossing the ball around, that sort of thing, just to get a feel for the entire team. And at that point in time, the stadiums already had some seats in it and people going. I'm telling you, by the time 5:30 rolled around, I was elbow to elbow with people. And that just doesn't happen at spring games. Now, we were on the shaded side, so you know, we weren't right. The sun side, but the other side wasn't unpopulated either, you know. And so I think that the excitement around Texas football is real from the standpoint of it's fun to watch a fun offense, and right. Guys like Ryan Niblett. Tell it before we get into Trey Wisner, the other young man that committed. Tell us a little bit more about Ryan Niblett, your experience with him. I know he's at Aldine Ike, goes about 5'10", 175. Give us some track numbers, your experience having seen him in person.
But the best track number for Niblett, he ran 10.47 at the area meet. It was a little downwind, but look, he is a legit 10.6, 10.7 guy, I believe. I think that's what he is. But he's also quick. He's quick and he's fast, and he's got really good change of direction. You know, I've been the three athletic periods at Eisenhower since the end of the season, and he can really get in and out of cuts. You can just watch it. I think that's his strength. I think he's going to be able to create a lot of separation in and out of cuts. He's a natural, you know, he had a few drops this season, but I think it's because he plays all over the place. He plays tired. You know, he's got a lot going on there. He plays corner unit and safety. He plays everywhere. But what I saw was a kid who, when he gets out of a break, Bobby, he naturally, guys, this hasn't been taught. I asked Ike staff. He naturally gets his hands up, arms extended out of a cut. And so he's got that natural, either he watched it and understood it, I didn't ask him, or he just naturally does it. But he's going to have route tree, all that stuff, yes. But he's going to have a little bit less of a learning curve as far as catching a football at the college level, because there's, Bobby, you know, there's some guys that are body catchers, right? There's some guys that have to be taught hands up, arms extended. You don't have to do that with Ryan Niblett. So he's coming in a really good spot as far as that goes. And, you know, look, he's a funny kid. He's got a funny personality, but he is competitive. Sometimes it looks like he's just kind of nonchalant joking around. I even had a college coach comment on that the day I was at their athletic period in January. And I told the college coach, I said, nah, dude, he's competitive. That's just kind of his personality. He's a jokester type of kid. But then when it comes time to run a route, you know, he's on it and he's competitive and he wants to win his matchup. I think it's a tremendous win for Texas, because let's be real, 2 months ago, it didn't look like it was going to be a win at all for Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say, who did Texas officially get the commitment over?
Well, it's tough to know. Nick Saban came and watched him in person. And Drew Savoda, his special teams coach, used to coach Klein Collins in the Houston area, right? So he's very familiar with the Texas and the Houston kids. Well, Nick came to watch him. At that point in time, when I talked to Niblett the next two times, I said, this kid's going to Bama if Nick rolls out the red carpet. It's over. Because that was so impressive to the kid that he – like, for instance, Nick came and watched him work out and didn't go to Langham Creek the same day to see Petaway. Those things matter in recruiting, right? I mean, so I thought Niblett was a slam dunk for Bama. Where he is for Bama, to be determined, you know. But I think that was the school in Niblett's mind that was number two. But here's the thing that's crazy about it is, you know, we talk about – that kid had never been to Austin until that visit, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And I think he really felt, talking to him after that visit, I think the city in the campus really hit him that, oh, I can see, envision myself here. I've always thought that's so important for in recruiting for these kids, Bobby. It's one thing to love the recruiting hype and to be a college football, but the kids that can say, I can envision myself here, you tend to take them more at their word than, you know, just talking to us in the media. And I really got the impression that that kid could envision himself living in Austin and going to school at Texas.
Gotcha. You know, the thing I want to say about both these kids and Niblett, you mentioned the 10-4-700, even if it was wind dated. He's an explosive athlete. I mean, also
23-foot long jumper.
That's what I'm saying. Both participates in both the long jump and triple jump, I think.
Triple jumps, 47. Yeah.
And so he's just one of those guys that, I mean, you mentioned it. How do you replace speed with speed? Well, Brennan Thompson's on his way too. Brennan Thompson was in town yesterday at the spring game. They've got Ajay Hall's on his, I mean, they're starting to stack. I think somebody said this on the message board, on the Inside Texas message board, they're starting to stack chips.
Yes.
A little bit at certain positions. And so I think that can be powerful over time, because obviously a guy like Jordan Whittington goes down, and we saw how far south the passing game went in literally a single week. And I know people will point to Casey Thompson's thumb or whatever last year, but the loss of Jordan Whittington was probably more impactful than Casey's thumb in that regard.
No question.
All right. And the other player I wanted to mention that certainly, I mean, he actually committed before Niblett or announced it before, is a young running back that played last year at Waco Connolly, Trey Wisner. This is a guy that is now going to DeSoto. I want to get your take on him. The thing that I found interesting is kind of like Niblett was seemed predestined for Alabama. Wisner seemed predestined for anywhere but Austin 2 months ago, right? I mean, is this a big turn? I mean, what is it? Tell us about him, and then talk also about Tashard Choice.
Well, I was going to say, that's going to be my first point, Bobby. The two guys that committed are Brennan Marion and Tashard Choice. So I think those hires are already proven to be pretty strong right now. And look, Choice is ultimately going to be graded on what does Reuben Owens do, or Cedric Baxter, who dropped his top five and Texas is in it as expected, because him and Choice are really tight. But look, the two new assistants are hitting the right message with these kids. It's obvious. And the kids are gravitating to them. And, you know, Brennan Marion, when he first started talking to Nibble, I think there was, I don't know if that's going to happen, but you know, look, it's just the way Sark's been recruiting. You stick on and stay on these guys. You know, you don't walk away from the best players. So I think first off, Choice and Marion, they're already hitting a couple of home runs there on the staff. Wisner's an interesting player to me, Bobby. I'm looking forward to seeing him play at DeSoto, because he needed to step up in competition. I don't think he was physically challenged. And by that, I mean, you know, he didn't have to have great contact balance, right? He didn't have to finish runs. I mean, the things that are going to take him to the next level, now he's going to have to do. You're playing Duncanville and Cedar Hill, and, I mean, you're going to get hit hard every time you take a handoff now. And I think that's great for the kid, especially his last year in high school, is to go get more physically prepared for the college game. I think what I liked about Wisner, I've seen him twice at Under Armour camps, and I've seen him at a Margin Hooks workout. I think the thing I like about him is he's had really good hands when I've watched him. I think he's kind of got some versatility. He's a guy you might be able to even put in the slot. He's got a strong 6 foot, 180 pound frame. He'll carry more weight, obviously, a little bit like Jonathan Brooks. I don't know if he's going to be that thick as he gets older, but he's got some versatility because he catches the football, or at least he has when I've seen him. But I think he's a versatile running back. I think he's going to provide versatility to the Texas program at the running back position. He's not a guy that you're going to hand it off to 25 times downhill. That's not who he is. But he's a guy you can move around, you can get him in space, and he's going to make a play.
I was going to say this. You mentioned moving him around and stuff. He's a good defensive player too now.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw some of that. I was like, I mean, this guy can play both ways. He's got some wiggle. I mean, there's a lot of things that he can do. But the offensive skill positions, this seems to be a thing that they're going to go after. If they can get the other pieces around these guys, they're going to be tough to beat because they're going to score points, I think. And that may have been my overriding takeaway from the spring game, is just how many points I think they'll score. Wisner, tell us a little bit what Texas had to overcome with Wisner, because he was considering, I know he was considering, I thought OU was going to get him. Then I thought A&M might be the one. Texas, you know, yeah, how did that end up there?
Talking to a couple of people here in the industry today, I think it was really Oklahoma. I think he was, you know, down, I think it was fourth or fifth on the A&M board is essentially where that fell out. Because the top two on the A&M board are Baxter and Ruben Owens, same as the Texas board, right? I mean, that's where it's at. Those are the two guys nationally. But I think it was Oklahoma. And look, he's a kid that it was more of a mystery recruitment in a lot of ways. He's not a guy that was, I felt like I had as much intel on, as I normally do on some guys. And honestly, that's probably my fault. But there are some kids that are like that. You're not going to know all the ins and outs of every recruitment. You're just not. I mean, we'd like to think we are, but we're not. And he was more of a mystery recruit, but I do think Oklahoma was the one that Texas had to overcome.
Got it. Hey, before I let you go here, Jerry, I know you need to get back over there, that you're a little timeout right now for your, thanks for making yourself available. You said you talked to Ashton Porter. He was there. Any feedback on the defensive lineman out of the Houston area?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. Like, he keeps backing up his timeline. Now he's saying, I want to commit at the Under Armour All-American game. Well, that's January 3rd of 2023, okay? It's going to be interesting to see who's still on him at that time. I think Ashton's a really good player, but I think he's attacking this recruiting process like he's a top 20 guy in the country. And there are a lot of guys that can wait as long as they want in recruiting.
Right. Yeah.
David Hicks can announce at the Under Armour game and nobody's going to say no to him. I appreciate Ashton taking his time with the process, but I also think there's going to come a time and point in time where if there's an offer or two, he really is strongly considering, he may be pushed a little bit more than he is now. He's taken an official visit in May to Northwestern. Really smart kid.
He's a bright kid.
Yeah. Bright kid. A bright kid. You love talking to him. Really mature kid. And he spent time with PK, Bo Davis, the whole staff yesterday. So they're still on him like they have been for well over a year now. His timeline's going to be interesting. He's going to be a fun recruit to follow. Because right now, like I said, he wants to take it to January of 2023. And I don't know if that's really realistic.
Yeah, your choices can dwindle. I mean, people can do self-selection because they can't wait for everybody in a class.
That's right.
Jerry, Longhorns pick up two commitments yesterday. O'Shawn Mathis also on campus yesterday. A couple people saw him, myself included, roaming the sidelines a little bit. Saw Gary Patterson roaming the Texas sidelines. You know, they're waiting on O'Shawn Mathis. Anything else in the portal? I'm hearing that Texas may be in on, maybe looking for a safety here pretty soon as well. They obviously offered a linebacker, and I can tell you why they offered that linebacker after watching the scrimmage yesterday. They just have no depth. No depth at linebacker. They have two or three guys that can play, but aren't even, I don't necessarily think they're A-plus players at this point. You hearing anything on Mathis or any of those guys, or just status quo end of April?
Status quo into April on Mathis. I mean, look, but that could happen anytime. I mean, we're a week away. I mean, the end of April to him could be in 2 minutes, right? Who knows? But by the way, that was my other big takeaway from the spring game. They absolutely have to get Mathis.
Yeah.
To get Mathis.
They could, I'll say this, the pass rush was no different than a year ago.
That's right.
And you know, you're asking, you have roughly the same players and you're asking for a different result. And that's not the way the world works. You know, they can improve, but it's not by leaps and bounds, and they don't become somebody else overnight. And so I would agree with you. They get O'Shawn Mathis, all of a sudden that strengthens, it's like, and I would agree with Ian Boyd to this, of Inside Texas that we speak with. O'Shawn Mathis makes the defensive tackles better.
100%.
Yeah, because then those guys can't be double teamed. All of a sudden, Byron Murphy is just one-on-one with a center, as opposed to getting.
You know who's going to get chipped? You know who's going to get chipped if O'Shawn Mathis is coming off the edge? You know who the running back's going to chip?
Yeah.
And that makes everybody else's job easier.
Or who the tight end's going to be over. I mean,
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Hey, Jerry, I know you're busy. Thank you for doing this special on Sunday. Ryan Niblett, wide receiver, Aldine Eisenhower commits to Texas. Big time.
Yeah.
Yep. Trey Wisner, running back, DeSoto, 6 foot, 175, 180 pounds, commits to Texas. Two big skill position commitments. Could be more coming this weekend or over the next several days. We are on the lookout for that, obviously, and we'll be reporting it on Inside Texas. Please join us there for more on the Longhorns. Jerry Hamilton, for Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Thanks for watching.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.